Rick Jones, who helped plan Barry's growth from both inside and outside City Hall, has died at age 74 following a battle with cancer. Jones served as the city's planning director until 1987, before founding the Jones Consulting Group, a well-known and widely respected planning consulting firm in Barrie. Jones died January 4 after battling an aggressive cancer for 6 years, much longer than his initial prognosis, according to his obituary. James Taylor, who succeeded Jones as the city's director of planning and development in the fall of 1987, was also his classmate at the University of Waterloo, School of Urban and Regional Planning, from 1969 until graduation as the class of 1973. Looking back, had there been a vote among us as to who was most likely to have a storied and illustrious career, we know now that Rick would have been a frontrunner, Taylor said. He made his mark on the world and will be both remembered and missed. Taylor, who retired from the city in 2010, said Jones actively sought other opportunities related to and apart from city planning, and he had another lighter side. He was able to integrate his renowned sense of humor into whatever the occasion, light or stressful, Taylor said. I remember sharing a golf cart with him at some tournament and being short of breath laughing at his ongoing description of our very obvious lack of skill. Ray DeMel, a partner in the Jones Consulting Group since 1997, said Jones was a significant figure in Barrie during its major growth period, the late 1980s and throughout the 1990s, and with the Holly, Painswick and Ardagh secondary plans. These were massive greenfield areas and he was heavily involved in all of those from a consulting perspective, DeMel said. So the way the city feels today, he was directly involved, either as his role as a planner or otherwise. He had influence on so much of Barrie. He did projects throughout the city. Jones will also be remembered for the calm, confident manner in which he addressed several Barrie City Councils during his time as a private planning consultant when presenting development plans. Rick almost commanded a certain attention when he was talking. Not that he expected it or demanded it, but when he spoke people wanted to listen, DeMel said. That's something that sticks out in my mind. I wanted to hear what Rick had to say, because Rick wasn't just talking for the sake of talking. He really had something meaningful to offer, he added. Jones even took a stab at politics, running for the Liberals in Barrie during the 2008 federal election. He garnered almost 24% of the vote and finished second behind Conservative candidate Patrick Brown. Now Brampton's mayor, Brown said he was saddened to hear of Jones' passing. He was a good man with a passion for Barrie, Brown said. We had different political allegiances, but I never found him to be partisan. He was professional and kind. It's certainly a loss for Barrie and beyond to lose a great community builder like Rick, he added. Dawn McAlpine, who recently retired from City Hall, said she remembers Jones from her time as Barrie's city clerk, during Ontario Planning Act public meetings. Rick was knowledgeable, well-spoken and a confident presenter during the Planning Act public meetings, she said. He was less secure in his audiovisual technology skills and this is where I often saw his sense of humor and humility. Rick's nuanced understanding of planning legislation and his laughter are some of the wonderful memories I carry of him, McAlpine added. Like Taylor and McAlpine, DeMel also remembers Jones for the laughter he created. Rick had an amazing sense of humor and this really booming laugh, DeMel said. Everybody could hear Rick laughing, but his sense of humor was a major part of who he was. Rick cared about people and he cared about Barrie, he really did. He was a real kind man, DeMel added. Something in this world without Rick Jones doesn't seem right to me. DeMel said Jones' legacy was to help build Barrie. When he arrived here, the population was 30,000, and approximately 138,000 when he left planning consulting. Rick was involved one way or another in most of that growth, DeMel said. Barrie could still be a small city, but that's not what Rick and many others thought for the future of Barrie. Jones died at home in the company of his wife of 48 years, Cheryl, and his daughters Kate and Caroline. He is also survived by his grandsons Max, Gavin and Jason, and their father Stephen. Visitation will be held at Steckley Gooderham Funeral Home, located at 30 Worsley Street, in Barrie on Sunday, January 26, from 1 p.m. until the time of service inside the chapel at 2 p.m. Guests can remain for a reception inside the lower lounge following the service. In lieu of flowers, the family asks that people consider donating to one of his favorite charities, the Canadian Cancer Society, the Busby Center, Georgian Bay Forever and Sunshine Therapy Dogs. Online condolences and memories may be shared via steckleygooderham.com.